Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for those of you who are learning about animals. Are you learning about the animal kingdoms? Do you know there's several vertebrates and invertebrates? So we know about mammals and we know about reptiles. Remember what the other types of vertebrates are?
Birds, amphibians, and fish.
Birds, amphibians, and fish. Well, let's just see what this book has to say about that, shall we?
I can't wait to go back to Animal Kingdom and I can't wait to go back to Animal Kingdom and ride Tron.
I wasn't at Animal Kingdom. I know I'm being funny. Oh, okay. Don't Trust Fish was written by Neil Sharpson, illustrated by Dan Santat, and we love his work, so we're really excited to read this story for you today, my friends. Are you ready? Oh, today's story is read by Mommy and
Peter Quill.
Peter Quill, oh, Star-Lord. I'm so excited you're here with me, Star-Lord. Let's learn together, shall we? You ready? When you open the book, we see a cow. A big, beautiful cow. It's black and white. And the book says, this animal has fur. This animal is warm-blooded. This animal feeds her babies milk. This animal is a mammal. Makes sense. The next one we see is a snake. And it says, this animal is cold-blooded. This animal has dry, scaly skin. This animal lays eggs. This animal is a reptile. The next page has a beautiful golden bird on it. Looks like a goldfinch, maybe, right? And it says, this animal has feathers. This animal is a bird. That's it. Anything with feathers is a bird. Birds are dead easy. The next picture, we see a big, wide-eyed green fish. And it says, this is a fish. Don't trust fish. I wonder why not. Fish don't follow any rules. Some of them have gills. Some have lungs. Some live in salt water. Some live in fresh water. Some lay eggs. Some don't. They're rebels and outlaws. Don't trust fish. Oh my goodness. In the picture, it sure looks like all those things are true. When we turn the other page, oh my. More questionable things. Some fish eat seaweed. Some fish eat other fish. Some fish eat poor, innocent crabs who are just trying to have a nice time in the sea. Don't trust fish. Fish spend all their time in the water where we can't see them. What are they talking about? Are they plotting our doom? We must learn their fishy secrets. And in the picture, we can see a fish. He doesn't look very smart. It says, this is Jeff. We think he's their leader. He looks harmless, but don't be fooled. He's the craftiest fish of all. Don't trust Jeff. Don't trust fish. And when we turn the page, whoa, there's a guy sitting here ice fishing. Let's ask this wise old fisherman. Mr. Fisherman, should we trust fish?
Yarr, only fools and landlubbers trust them scurvy sea scoundrels.
I don't know why he sounds like a pirate. That's weird. Don't trust fish. And the next picture, we can see there's a projection and a screen in the ocean? Wait a minute. A group of fish is called a school. But what are they learning in these schools? We have a right to know. In the picture, we can see there it looks like someone's trying to understand. A knee? I don't know. We turn the page and we can see another big thing. And it is a whale shark. It is the largest fish in the world. It is the size of a bus. That's not okay. Why does it need to be that big? And on the next page, yikes, this is pretty terrifying. The anglerfish lives in the deepest part of the ocean and looks the way all fish do on the inside. The anglerfish attracts poor defenseless crabs by glowing. This is called bioluminescence. It's also called cheating and being a nasty, tricksy fish. It has very terrifying jaws.
I like fish. They taste good.
Touché. But they may already be in your home. Watching you. Waiting. And in the picture we can see a family that has a fish tank. And the kids are sitting there going, pancakes are yummy. Eating their pancakes, minding their own business. But the fish are watching. And repeating back to Jeff and the whale sharks what they find.
Pancakes are yummy, sire.
You have done well,
says Jeff. You might think you're safe if you don't have a fish tank. Wrong. Fish could be living in your toilet. Wait, is that right?
You could just flush them out.
Just don't think about it. Ships always sink at sea, but they never sink on land. Isn't that strange?
Titanic.
Don't trust fish. Because maybe the fish are what make them sink. Catfish? Sea horse? Tiger? Shark? Fish. We see through your tricky disguises. Don't trust fish. And on the next page, we can see a fish that it looks okay. This fish is okay. You can trust him. Nope, that was a test. Don't trust fish, especially not this one. This is the worst fish. Crabs are not fish. Crabs are your friends. This crab made you a sandwich. Now, isn't that nice? At least he tried, okay? Maybe the sandwich doesn't look good. But he made it, right? We don't know that fish have giant battle aquariums with laser beams and big long legs that they will use one day to take over the world. We don't know that they don't have them either. Maybe they're on their way. Maybe they could be here any moment. Don't trust fish. Don't trust fish. Don't trust fish.
If you don't want to trust fish, eat them for lunch.
So smart. Okay, sorry, I got a little carried away there. Where were we? Ah, yes. On this page, we see a frog. This animal is cold-blooded. This animal lays soft eggs in water. This animal can breathe air and water. This animal is an amphibian. The end. Don't trust fish. And do you know who wrote this story? A crab. And he's totally right. I would like to add something to this. Do you want to know what I want to add? I want to add that there are some things out there in this wide, wide world that we call fish that are in fact fake fish. And that's another reason why you cannot trust fish. Can you name a fake fish for me?
Yep.
What's a fake fish?
A fake fish?
A jellyfish. It is neither jelly nor fish. Liars.
Can you name any others?
A cuttlefish. It is neither cuddly nor a fish.
Catfish. Dogfish.
Well, catfishes are not cats. Nonsense. Starfish? Not stars. A sea horse is not a horse. A sea dragon is not a dragon. What is going on here? The list goes on and on. But that, my dear friends, is the end, right?
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.